Welcome to Simplified Spaces, where we help you declutter your home and mind. Today we're talking about something we all experience, overwhelm while decluttering. Have you ever stood in the middle of a messy room not knowing where to start? If so, you're not alone. Studies show that 80% of the items we keep, we rarely use. Yet we feel emotionally attached, making decluttering even harder. But don't worry. Today, I'll walk you through 10 simple ways to declutter without feeling overwhelmed. First, start small, not big. One common mistake? Tackling an entire house in one go. Instead, start with just one drawer or one shelf. Set a timer for 10 to 15 minutes and stop when it buzzes. Small wins build momentum. Next, follow the one in, one out rule. For every new item you bring in, remove an old one. Bought a new pair of shoes? Donate an old pair. This prevents future clutter from piling up. The trash, donate, keep method. Overwhelm often happens when we don't know what to do with things. As you declutter, sort items into three categories. Trash, like broken, expired, or unusable items. Donate, gently used but no longer needed items, and keep only what truly serves a purpose or brings you joy. Next, set realistic goals. Instead of saying I'll declutter my entire wardrobe today, say I'll sort through my t-shirts first. Breaking tasks into bite-sized goals makes the process manageable. Use the 90-90 rule. Ask yourself, have I used this in the last 90 days? Or will I use it in the next 90? If the answer is no, it's time to let it go. Declutter by category, not location. Instead of cleaning by room, declutter by category. All clothes, all books, all kitchen utensils. Seeing everything together helps you realize how much you actually own. Also, create a decluttering playlist. Music can be a game changer. Studies show that listening to upbeat music improves productivity by 20%. Pick your favorite songs and let them motivate you as you declutter. And don't get stuck with maybe items. If you find yourself unsure about an item, put it in a maybe box. Store it out of sight for a month. If you don't miss it, donate it. Next here would be setting a decluttering deadline. Give yourself a clear deadline for finishing a space. A sense of urgency prevents procrastination. For example, I'll finish my closet before Sunday evening, and you'll make sure you do. Lastly, celebrate your progress. Decluttering is a journey, not a race. After finishing a section, reward yourself. Enjoy a cup of tea, watch an episode of your favorite show, or simply admire your clutter-free space. Remember, decluttering is never about perfection. It's about progress. By following these 10 tips, you'll make the process stress-free, efficient, and even enjoyable. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a person who needs a little decluttering inspiration. Until next time, keep simplifying and stay clutter-free. Thank you.